This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Essentially, when we talk about praising Allah or glorifying Allah, there are two sides to that equation. It's like two sides to a coin. Okay, on the one side we say wonderful things, positive things about Allah. That's hamd of Allah. Okay, so we talk about how Allah is merciful, or how Allah is just, or Allah is wise, and Allah is knowledgeable, and all of those things are actually positive statements about Allah. Those would be hamd. So that's on the positive side. On the flip side of it, we make sure we don't say things that are inappropriate about Allah. That we consider Him free of having a son, or free from fault, or free from injustice. In other words, we continuously declare how perfect He is. And by the way, we do that by also declaring how imperfect we are. Right? That's the concept of tasbih, actually. We maintain the perfection of Allah, not letting that concept take a dip. Not letting the notions we have about Allah fall. That's tasbih. That is why you'll find in the Quran, often when something is said that may not be appropriate in front of Allah, that the one who says it should immediately take a step back and say, Subhanallah. He's way too perfect. I just said something that kind of brings down the majesty of Allah. I've taken a step beyond my limits, and you know, been disrespectful before Allah. And I'm going to go back and pick that back up again, and I'm going to say Subhanallah. For instance, when the angels told Allah or asked Allah, you know, is it really a good idea to put Adam on the earth? I mean, he's going to spill blood. He's going to kill. You know, man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku dima. And Allah said. And they said, we're the ones who don't do that kind of stuff. We declare your perfection. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. When He said to them, I know what you don't know. I know what you don't know. And then He created Adam alayhi salam. When they recognized that, they realized they said something out of line. So they said, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. They immediately declared His perfection. Right? Because they felt that they were out of line. Similarly, when you're slandering somebody in a gathering, or when you hear somebody else slandering somebody in a gathering, that offense of slandering somebody isn't just an offense against the person who's not there, it's also an offense against Allah. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that the dignity of a fellow Muslim is dearer to Allah than the Kaaba itself. Right? وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَحُرْمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ حُرْمَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ حُرْمَتِكِ. He told the Kaaba. He told the Kaaba, the dignity of a believer is more valued than the dignity of the Kaaba. And he swore by his own life when he said that, right? So now when you're slandering somebody, or you're hearing somebody slandered in a gathering, you should realize that you've just not just done an offense against a person, you've done an offense against Allah. Which is why in Surah An-Nur, when slander is talked about, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ. And you know, immediately you should say, ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا. We shouldn't be talking about this. And then immediately the words are, سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم. You're way too perfect. That was something that was a treachery, that was an act of defiance against your perfection. This is a great, terrible accusation. So that's سبحانك there again. Similarly, when you know, human beings commit shirk, or people say statements of shirk, what does the Quran say? سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون. Subhanallah amma yushrikun. He's way too perfect for that shirk to happen. So once again, if you go back on the, what do we do? Two things with Allah. Two kinds of ideas we carry in our hearts and minds. Praise of His perfection. And on the other hand, a denial of any kind of imperfection. Right? Those are the two sides of it. Now appreciate the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, Subhanallahi nisful mizan walhamdulillahi tamla'uhu. He says, saying Subhanallah is half the scale, saying Alhamdulillah completes that scale. In other words, if you internalize both of those two things, then your appreciation of God is complete. You see? You could have a God that you believe in that's perfect, but you never praise Him. That's a problem. People had a God that they praised, but they didn't have perfect, they didn't cleanse Him or the notion of Him from ideas like shirk. But they still praised Him. Like, for example, hamd is not a problem for Christians. They do a lot of hamd. The problem with them is tasbih, you see, because the associations they make with Allah are short of His tasbih. But the hamd, there are people of hamd, they do it all the time, you know. So you can have one or the other, but the Muslim is supposed to have both. So now the notion of tasbih, when it's just, by the way, when you say sabbih bihamdi rabbik, it's a combination of both, isn't it? It's actually complete. Do tasbih, declare His perfection, and also do so by praising Him. So it's the negative and the positive together. That's sabbih bihamdi rabbik. But this ayah in particular is unique, because Allah here says, declare the perfection, not using the praise of Allah or using the name of Allah, but actually says, declare the perfection of the name of your master. Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. Meaning, what are you declaring perfect? Allah's name, Allah's description. And that's going to be the discussion that we're going to have. But before we do, I just want to give you a little bit of a kind of a scheme of what's going to happen in this surah. It's going to be broken up into four parts. I'll explain the logic of those four parts at the end, like I always do. But for now, I need you to know that all four parts talk about one main idea. And that main idea is that Allah has a plan for everything.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the Deeper Look section.